Support for NPR podcasts comes from MasterCard, accepted worldwide. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
You're connected to the podcast edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. This week, we learned of the death of Syd Barrett. Simply put, Barrett was a founding member of Pink Floyd and an influence on most every musician with a love of sound and experimentation. He left the band, or better put, he was pushed from the band after the first few records. He would later put a few LPs out on his own. But the story of Syd Barrett is anything but simple. It's partly the story of a man who lost his mind, perhaps from pressure of success, perhaps from his father's death as a child, perhaps from his use of mind-altering drugs like LSD, or perhaps a combination of all those things and more. Let's give a listen to the Pink Floyd that Barrett was part of in 1967. You can hear him play some wild guitar and sing on a song he wrote called See Emily Play.
Emily tries but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Three games away. See Emily play.
Syd Barrett, as part of Pink Floyd in 1967, an unusual hit on the British charts. It was their second single. The record was recorded at Abbey Road Studios at the same time the Beatles were recording Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Syd Barrett died on July 7th. He was 60 years old. You can hear more about Syd Barrett at our website, npr.org/music. It doesn't take long to find Syd Barrett's influence today. Just a quick rustle through my stack of unlistened to music, and I found this by a band called Boat. Their songs are pop tunes on one hand, but a bit off kilter. Lots of sound going on without getting too ethereal. Yet all the tunes stay in the 3-minute range. The record called Songs You Might Not Like was recorded in Seattle in a basement and a warehouse of questionable structural integrity. The tune is called Clogged Castle.
I was born in a clogged castle. My friends called me Reptile Boy.
Reptile Boy!
I slept beneath the trees.
Band is called Boat, from a CD called Songs That You Might Not Like. The artist known as Arctic has an EP with two songs. Arctic is Marcus Martin's solo project. He explores the duality of growing up in a small gold mining town in the Arctic region of Northwest Canada and going to boarding school in the UK. This song is from his EP, Music for Rain. Marcus Martin recording under the name Arctic. That tune's called Someone Turning. We previewed some of Tom York's record called The Eraser about a month ago. We only had permission to play a bit of it. I wasn't thrilled when I first heard it. I'm an electronic musician, and I've been making electronic music for more than 25 years, and I guess I expected more from Tom York, something truly groundbreaking, and it wasn't. But York has that voice, that voice that everybody in love with Radiohead has been trying to bottle and sell. And the Eraser clearly hinges on his voice and the words he writes. Listen to the tune, "And It Rained All Night." Tom York, a new CD, his first without Radiohead. It's called The Eraser. Radiohead is working on new music as well, some of which they played on their recent U.S. tour. They're currently a band without a record label, and it'll be interesting to see how they decide to put out their new material. New music now from Mason Jennings, a songwriter and a singer from Minneapolis. Jennings has taken that leap from independent musician to signing with a major label, in this case Epic Records, or more accurately, Glacial Pace, a subsidiary of Epic, headed by Isaac Brock of Modest Mouse fame. Bone Clouds is Jennings' sixth CD. It features some great drumming from fellow Minnesotan Dave King of The Bad Plus. Listen to Some Say I'm Not.
back of his eye is your own grave. There's something darker you wanna touch. It must be love, 'cause it hurts so much.
Mason Jennings, a new CD called Bone Clouds, and that song was called Some Say I'm Not. Nick Castro is a folk singer with his feet planted in California, but his music emanates from England around 1968. I mentioned Syd Barrett earlier in the show. Where Barrett and Pink Floyd bandmates went exotically electric, a number of bands back then took some of the same sensibilities and meshed it with folk music. Nick Castro and his new band, The Young Elders, carry the spirit of, let's say, the Incredible String Band, or Pentangle, from that era. Listen to the opening track to the CD from Nick Castro, and it's called Winding Tree. And the Young Elders. Many of the songs on the CD are not as straightforward as this one. They wander and they meander in wonderful ways. It's a CD I look forward to spending a lot more time with. Few people I know make music as beautiful and painterly as Anwar Brahim. Brahim plays the oud, and on his latest, he blends his Middle Eastern lute with piano and accordion. This is magnificent contemporary Arabic music. Put on your headphones, close your eyes, and be swept away. From NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered. Thank you.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the Acura RL with super handling all-wheel drive. Information at Acura.com.